Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to today's broadcast of our Miracle Prayer Day program. Today is November the 4th. The year is already passing so fast, and it's a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Today's theme is the goodness of God. We have three speakers that will be coming to us in just a little while, and each one will give about a 5 to 6 minute mini presentation on the goodness of God in their lives. So today, I just want to welcome everybody to today's program. We've got a very good program outlined for you today, and we're certainly excited about it, and we trust that you are as well. You know, getting up early in the morning to give God the praise, honor, and the glory is a powerful thing, and I certainly welcome each and every one of you all to do so. When we talk about praising the Lord, let me go ahead and give the welcome address this morning. I want to welcome each and every one of you all, especially those who have gotten up so early this morning to hear this broadcast. Let me tell you, to get up early is a blessing. It's an absolute blessing. So I want to just tell you how much that I believe in praising the Lord and letting his blessings shine upon each and every one of us. It's always good when we can praise the Lord, and I just want to welcome each one of you all and give you the purpose today. The purpose is, if you are in need of a miracle, I truly believe that God is still in the miracle-working business. You still have time to pick up the phone and say, listen to this program this morning. Wake somebody up. They need to be waking up. You know, wake them up and invite them to this program. Give them the call-in number and let them know that today is the day to get their prayers in. We have various prayer warriors that will be online with us. Get their prayers in, and then we're praying together. And so today I'm going to ask that each prayer warrior that comes on, that all others of us, if we're not even one of the prayer warriors, just pray with them. Pray with them and just touch and agree. Lord, you know, whoever's praying, just touch and agree, you know, in silence, you know, in your meditative spirit with God, that, Lord, please answer that person's prayer. Please answer that person's prayer, and God can do this if he chooses to. And, you know, so I want to welcome each one of you all and give you the purpose and say that this is what God can do. It's the miracle. This today is not the Divine Intervention Day program. This is the Miracle Prayer Day program. So it's all about miracles today. That God, if you have a special request, you want to get your prayers in. And others out there who are not prayer warriors for today's program, all of us want to touch and agree in silence and just saying, Lord, please answer that person's prayer. You know, if you can recall their names, you know, when the prayer warrior is calling the name, yes, Lord, please answer that prayer. You know, because he said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, I will be in the midst of them. So we are here gathered, and God is in the midst of us. So I want to welcome each one of you all, and as we give that purpose this morning as well, for a miracle in our lives, in our family lives, and our friends' lives, and our loved ones' lives, in world issues, social issues, as Brother Lorenzo often prays, you know, for the world issues out here. We're living in some perilous times, times unlike any that I've ever known of before, where we got so much going on, but we have to trust and believe that God is still in control and that he keeps his shield around those who believe and love him and who are called by his name. So wake somebody up. I challenge each one of you all out there under the sound of my voice this morning, wake somebody up. Send them a text message and politely invite them to this broadcast this morning. You know, it's interesting that many of us go to church every week, and some of us have invited family members and friends to go to church, and some of us just go ourselves without ever even asking anybody to go. And so here's a program this morning that you don't have to ask somebody to get dressed and drive out to go anywhere. It's a matter of just calling someone that you have. It could be a coworker, could be a friend, you know, someone that you met recently, and just say, hey, listen, just listen to this program this morning. This is about miracles. You know, so this is an opportunity to, I mean, any mission that's going on out there, any ministry that's going on out there, the times that we're living in, it should be these times that we're excited about God's work. And because the scripture tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Many are called, but few are chosen. So this is your chance to do something for God. See, only what you do for Christ will last anyway. That's what scripture tells us. Call someone and say, listen, I want to invite you. And don't just stop there. Invite them to any of the missions that are going on, any of the ministries, whether it's online, whether it's television ministries or missions, or whether it's going to church. But invite, we need to do our part to invite someone, In just a moment, we're going to have our opening prayer. But I welcome each and every one of you all, and remember today's purpose is Miracle Prayer Day this morning. Miracle Prayer Day. Miracle Prayer Day this morning. If you stand in the need of a miracle, this is the day. Let's see if we can invite Principal LeBron in just to say about a 30-second good morning to you. Principal LeBron, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone. Hey.
Go ahead, Principal LeBron.
For the prayer? Okay.
We have a sister, Cassandra, who's going to do our opening prayer. But I'd like you, if you won't mind, doing a testimony or a prayer warrior, one of our prayer warriors this morning, if you don't mind that.
Okay, that's fine.
This is Cassandra, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walton, everyone. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being up early this morning. We appreciate that.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank and praise God for how he has watched over us throughout the night, Demon Slayer, myself, and the grandson. We made it to Virginia on the base with our daughter and son-in-law family. So we truly thank God for that. And I'd like to thank and praise God for the show and for each and every heart and for all what God is getting ready to do in our lives. We thank and praise him for what he has done. And I thank and praise him in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God for those that are listening that are elsewhere. In Jesus' name, Father, we just thank and praise you and glorify and magnify your name for who you are. We thank and praise you, Father God, for all what you have done. We ask and pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you see each and every person's situation, Father God. And we know that you can work it out, Father God, for whatever it is that they need in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that this service, Lord God, this morning will touch someone's heart, words that would be spoken, testimonies that would be told, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank and praise you right now. Count it done in Jesus' name for every situation, Father God, even though people are going through things, for us to all love one another and to show love everywhere we go, because people are going through everywhere. And we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we do pray and continue to bless the show and each and every person. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much for that prayer, Sister Cassandra. And I'm so grateful that you all made it safely this to your destination. And I pray that you, God, will keep his angels and campus about you this morning during your stay there. All right, Miracle Prayer Day this morning. Miracle Prayer Day this morning is going to be, a very special time. If you're scheduled to be on program this morning, please remember to be so kind to press 1 on your dial. Many of you all have already done so. I just want to invite Pastor Rowe to come in and just say give a little 30-second message on the power of prayer. Pastor Rowe.
Well, I just want to say good morning to everyone, and it's always good to be, on the show, and it's important to, get up early in the morning. You remember, we follow the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, when he was in praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he rose early in the morning. And if our Lord and Savior did that, we should do the same. We should follow his example. And that's how we get the strength to navigate through the challenges of the day, because you don't know what challenge, may come. But, I always say, something good is going to happen to you this very day, and it is Miracle Prayer Day, and just to be here today is a miracle, and to have the opportunity to share and love and serve others, to me, that's important, So I just want to thank Sister Cassandra for that powerful prayer that she prayed, and we're just going to have a great time today. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for your leadership in helping and supporting hurting humanity. Thank you for all that you are doing. We're going to do all we can to support you in your global endeavors to make a difference in the lives of others. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor Rowe, for that gracious thought. All right, this morning we're going to go now with our scripture reading and interpretation, which will be presented to us this morning by Sister Tanisha Osborne. Good morning, Sister Osborne.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Well, I would like to say I praise and thank God this morning that we're all on the line, and I thank him for his goodness and mercy. And the scripture reading for today is Psalms 100, verse 5. That's Psalms 100, verse 5. And it says, "The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." And basically, it's no matter what we go through in our good times and in our challenges and the valleys and the mountains, God is still good. He's still God. And his mercy is everlasting, and God's truth is true, and it endures to all generations.
Amen.
And that is...
No, go ahead.
Yep.
I'm sorry. An interpretation.
That,
go ahead.
Oh, yes. No, and that is that. And the wonderful thing about the word, it's self-explanatory. Because the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So, yep. So, amen
right.
to that.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you. And God is good, and his mercy does endure forever. All right. Thank you so very much this morning. It sounds like everybody's chirpy this morning and bright and happy to be awake, and that's a very good thing. It's a good thing to praise the Lord. I kind of been awake since 3 o'clock this morning for some reason. And I had this song in my heart that, Lord, you're holy. And I encourage you all to go on YouTube, and you want to get some just inspiration in your life, go on YouTube and look at that song and listen to it. Lord, you're holy. I know that whenever I, just before I would present the word of God en route to church, I would put in a CD, that CD. I had it on CD. And I would put that in when I knew that I was to deliver the message that morning. I always played that song, and I would have it on repeat all the way until I got to church, which used to be maybe a 25-minute commute. And let me tell you, it's like the Holy Spirit would come upon me that I just couldn't wait to bring God's word from the message that he had and put it in my spirit. And let me tell you, it's amazing. So all this morning, I mean, since 3 o'clock, that song has been in my heart. And if you want to really just meditate throughout the day with God, have a song that's one of your favorites. It's almost like it gives you some restored energy. It just activates that energy, and which is a blessing. We're going to go to Sister Sparkles in just a moment, who will be bringing us our food for thought this morning. She's also one of our speakers today, and I just want to praise God for her because God has brought her a mighty long ways. I mean, here's a lady who was once so shy that, and now she's taking an active part in each one of these programs. Good morning, Sister Sparkles. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and good morning, listening audience, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm nervous now. I want to sing a song here, okay? I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Saints, let us be glad for this day on this Sabbath today. I want to share something with you. This is the best day of my life. Did you hear me? Today is the best day of my life. You know, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So today is the best lives. This year is the best year of our lives with God. For spiritual greatness, physical greatness, financial greatness, emotional greatness, social greatness, mental greatness, and a long, healthy, peaceful, and prosperous life with God. I want us, my brothers and sisters, to get this in our spirits and believe it. Today's food for thought is choices. I'm saying for us to make sure that we're saying every day is the best of our life. That's a choice. So food for thought is choices. I came across this quote several years ago, which made me think about my life and the choices I was making in my life. I would like to share with you this quote, and for you to consider. Negativity is a choice. Resentment is a choice. Anger is a choice. Revenge is a choice. Compassion is a choice. Optimism is a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. Empathy is a choice. Love is a choice. How we live our God-given life is a choice. Choose wisely. This quote was penned by an anonymous person. However, it is a quote that is very thought-provoking. Remember the choices that you make in your life, okay? Be wise in the choices that you make in your life. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt word go forth out of your mouth, but what is good to the necessary building up, that it may give grace to the hearer. And that's the New Living Translation version. As for me, I have chosen to intentionally live out the remainder of my days striving to make wise choices and leaving a legacy of being a shining sparkle light of hope and encouragement to all whom God graces to cross my path. May you consider what choices you are making in your daily life. And every one of you have a beautiful and blessed week until we meet again. God bless, Sister Sparkles.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sparkles. And beautiful job. Well done. Beautiful job. Well done in that singing. Let me tell you, God has brought you a long ways. Now she's coming from that shyness to singing on the program. Beautiful. So we can certainly put you down under one of our individuals who can deliver the special music from time to time. So thank you for that. Just before, we're going to go now with Poet Rosette, Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette, who's going to bring us at this time a very special early morning testimony. I mean, just the greatness of God. Even last night when I talked to her, we weren't sure if she was going to be on the phone, and I'm not sure be able to be with us this morning because she had some issues with her phone, and here she is. The Lord has worked things out, which he always does. Good morning, Poet Rosette. Thank you for being here with us.
Good morning. Yes, I want to say our God is a miracle-working God, and he's awesome. Thinking about that message that Sheila Faith had given, I want to say that he can and will move mountains. God toppled a few giants in my life this week. At the beginning of the year, we decided to have a house built, and like by the end of July, I was reading something in the paper one day, and well, it was kind of like on my news feed, I should say, but it was from TC Palm. And the next article that came up was about Port St. Lucie Builders. And I started reading, I was like, oh, Lord, what is going on here? Because that was the builders that we ended up signing a contract with and closed on the land and the build in April. And here it was, at that point, the plans weren't in the city and the land hadn't been cleared, and things started happening to where we realized that this builder ended up just being a scam, because other people in the article reported that they were having their house built and contractors put liens on their houses because of the fact that the builder wasn't paying for the work that had been done. And so anyway, long story short, we had to send a demand letter. We did one personally, then we had to get a lawyer to do it because of no response. Of course, a lot of prayers have been going up. And I want to say that this week, several things that I felt needed to be done were done. And I had spoken to my husband one time. I said, that sign needs to come down off of that building. And so about maybe like a week or two ago, we found out that the company went out of business. And just this past week, the sign was taken down off the building. So just as you come off of Gatlin and the Port St. Lucie, they have a nice building with this big sign on it. And so I'm like, you know, a lot of people are going to be deceived if they don't remove that. And, you know, with what is going on. But I want to praise God that last week we were able to get things moving. Because they went out of business, the lender approved us to go with another company. And so we were able to switch to that company. And the city was, one of the neighbors ended up talking about the land was growing up. And so they had sent something to the city. So then the city was telling us we needed to cut parts of the land to be in code. But anyway, God worked that all out too, because yesterday everything, the new company went there and bulldozed, and so the land is cleared. And so we already see how God is just miraculously working everything out. And this new company is like, their word is their bond in terms of, you know. So I want to say that, you know, God has sent synergy along to just kind of smooth the way and building back our confidence that pretty soon our dream home will be built. And so just want to thank God for how he's moving mountains and how he's worked out so many miracles. And next time when I talk, I'm going to talk about a health miracle that he worked out for me too. So, but I just want to praise him for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for sharing that. We're glad that God has caused the land to be cleared for you all for the construction of your place. Thank you so very much, Port Rosette, for bringing that to us.
You're
at this
welcome.
Time,
praise God.
Amen. I'm going to give a short focal point. Try God at his word. Try God at his word. The Lord has given us over 3,500 promises throughout the Bible. And whether that's you're in need of a health blessing, whether you're in need of a financial blessing, blessing to help you be more like Christ. I mean, there's over 3,500 blessings and promises that God has made. And so I want to encourage each one of you all. See, there's something that God can't do. God cannot lie. And whatever he sends his word out to do, it cannot come back to him void. So if you think about this, and we need to hear that more often, and how do we really get so connected to God? Well, I know for myself, and I can't speak for everybody else, I have my spiritual food every day. And in doing so, I get filled with it. It's like it's rare that I get hungry now. Sometimes I will snack, which is not always a good thing. But I have so much spiritual food that I'm into the Word of God so much. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect by far, but it's just having that spiritual food to come in by getting involved in God's Word, you know, study, research, study to show thyself approved. That's what the Bible tells us. So if you want to, this focal point this morning, you want to really, really become more connected to God, if you want to come closer to him, even if others are not doing it, that you're trying to encourage them to do so, you do it yourself. You do it yourself. And it's just like when I counsel couples or individuals, and a lady may call me and says, listen, I want to get counseling for my husband, or husband, I want to get counseling for my spouse, my wife, but they don't want to come. And I say, well, you know, find a therapist that you can go to for yourself to help you improve, to help you get better at something that you may be struggling with. So getting into the Word of God does become a subjective and individual thing. So you want to really try God. Take him at his word. Take him at his word. And then, of course, all things work together for God, for those who love the Lord and who are called by his name. So even with our prayer, remember, because God knows what's best. My mother used to teach us, she said, when you end in your prayers, you say, you know, not my will, God, but thy will be done. Even Jesus said that to the Father. Not my, when he was on the cross, not my will, but nevertheless thy will be done. So because God knows what's best for all of us. And so if we're praying this prayer, we just have faith and belief that God knows best. If you're trying to, if you want this person in your life, this special person that you feel God has sent that person for you, then you pray, but you also pray, God, nevertheless, not my will, because sometimes with our will, we want something, and God knows that that's not best for us. So I'm encouraging you all to try God at his word, and you know, you sort of, you end that prayer with, nevertheless, God, not my will, but thy will be done, because I know you know what's best for me. It could be anything out there, anything out there. And then I finish that with, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for that, for blessing me with that, and or for the blessing of even not even giving me that. But I'm going to be grateful anyway. I'm going to be grateful anyway to you because I know you know what's best. And when we can develop, when we can try God at his word with that in mind, it will take a lot of pressure off of us having to worry about things. Because we say, well, we put it, you know, oftentimes people say, well, put it in God's hands. We've heard the older people say that growing up. And now we're, some of us are some of the older people, and we need to be encouraging other people. Put it in God's hands. You know, and the thing is, we need to, let me speak for myself. I've had to learn to leave it there. You know, when we put it in his hands, we have to learn to leave it there. Not, it's like putting something on a shelf that you're not using for a while, and you're like, okay, let me put this on the shelf. You know, and, you know, that shelf, but then all of a sudden now, you know, it could be a problem that you're putting on your shelf or in your file somewhere, and you're saying, huh, God hasn't answered me in these last 5 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and handle this problem myself. You see, I'm going to handle it myself. So you go to that file, you go to that shelf, and you put it off the shelf, and you ask, you know, you said that you were going to give it to God, but you went and you took it back. And so I believe, you know, maybe God just steps back and say, okay, I thought you wanted me to handle it. Well, go ahead and handle it yourself then. And then, you know, but with him. Now, that doesn't mean now that we're not supposed to do our part. We're not supposed to do our part. I do believe that we're supposed to do our part in the things that we do. We can pray to God for the strength to deal with something. You know, I mean, the story is told about a man who had to fight a corporation four times. It was a dealership, a Toyota dealership. Had to fight them four times, you know, and couldn't afford an attorney at the time. And he prayed to God that, listen, God, I need your help. Help me to be able to fight. Because if something like that, if he had just left it in God's hand and didn't even make a phone call to register a complaint, then, I mean, you know, do you just expect it that God's going to turn the miracle around, which he could if he chose to. But because we have this developmental relationship with God, then God will equip us. You know, even if that's to pick up the phone and call someone to handle a situation for, or he will equip us. And the man was out there, and God had equipped him to go and fight this Toyota dealership four times, and all four times God gave that man the victory. All four times, until the last time the branch manager had come down, the director had come down because they were familiar with this man. And let me tell you something. The director said, listen, give this man whatever he needs. You know, and what they wanted to do was to let that issue go away with that man. So try God at his word. That's all I want to leave you all with. Try him at his word. He won't disappoint you. This time we're going to have special music by Sister Yvonne Morgan. Good morning, Sister Yvonne Morgan.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone on the line. It's always good to know that God is there and he's always able to help us in anything that we want him to do for us. I hope you'll be blessed by the sentiments in this song. God is a good God. Every heartache he understands. There are healing parts, there are miracles in the touch of his wonderful hand. What he's done for others, he will do for you if you only believe and trust him too. For God is a good God, and his goodness he will show to you. Every life is but a flame. My Lord rules over all. Every chirp, a shining world, and my Lord rules. Though he owns the heavens, he still has time for you. If in prayer you make your wants and wishes known, for God is a good God. Every heartache he understands. There are healing parts, there are miracles in the touch of his wonderful hands. What he's done for others, he will do for you. Everyone will believe and trust him too. For good God, and his goodness he will show to you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Morgan, for blessing our hearts with that special music. I'm certainly blessed by it. Thank you so very much. To God be the glory. This time we're going to, yes, amen, amen. At this time we're going to have we're going to open up lines for our first prayer warrior, which will be Elder Jude, who will bring us our first prayer warrior presentation to request prayers. If you have a special miracle request or you're intervening for someone, we're going to ask you if you would just graciously give him your name clearly and slowly and your prayer request, even if it's unspoken. Or if you're intervening for someone, also to give their name and clearly and slowly. Elder Jude, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone.
Mm-hmm. So the phone lines are going. Press 1 on your dial if you do have a prayer request, and we will certainly go ahead and bring you in. All right, Elder Jude, go ahead.
Yes, yes. Good morning, and thank you again for that song, God is Indeed a Good God, and he is waiting to hear from you. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. My brothers and sisters, if you have a request at this time, God is waiting to hear your request. So send your petitions so that he can hear what it is that you are desiring from him. The Bible says to ask, and ye shall receive. So at this time, if there are any requests, as Dr. Walker said, if you would say your name and your request, I will intercede on your behalf. Amen. Are there any prayer requests at this time?
Good morning, Elder.
Yes.
This is Principal LeBron. I would like to, if you could pray for our school, New Bethel Adventist Christian Academy, and just pray for the students, pray for increased enrollment, pray for our specific need this year is for transportation. You have several students that would love to come to the school, but because of transportation, it's a hindrance. So if you can pray for transportation for our school as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Principal LeBron.
Elder Jude.
My name is. Hello?
Elder Jude, can you hear me?
That's
Pastor. Yes, I hear two people trying to come in at this time.
I'll let you go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, I want to pray a prayer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we want to continue to pray for Sister Lewis. You know, she's been with us faithfully, and I know she's probably undergoing some health issues, but we want to keep her in prayer. And also a special prayer for her, you know, for her recovery and her strength. And also undergirding the vision of Dr. Walker, you know, he, you know, his concerns with people not only at home and abroad, you know, we're operating in seven countries, you know, Haiti, the Bahamas, and Mexico, Philippines, and so on and so forth, Jamaica, and even here in America. And when we think of November, you know, that's Thanksgiving. And so we want to, you know, put a smile on some kids, not only limited to the children, but, you know, others that are hurting as well, that we'll make a special effort to undergird and support Dr. Walker as he branches out to try to make a difference in the lives of our children and, you know, help reconstruct, you know, schools, you know, so on and so forth. And but we want to effort to make a contribution, financial contribution, but not only financial, you know, our prayers, that's important too, to undergird the efforts of Dr. Walker that, you know, really cares for hurting humanity. And so we want to make a special effort this month to get some financial contributions to him. But Sister Sparkus has been working with me in that effort. And also Dr. Walker can kind of show you a faster and quicker way during this Thanksgiving month where we can make a difference in their lives, especially for our children.
Amen. Thank you. We have one more.
Yes, my name is Don Lorenzo. I would like for you to pray for my children and my grandchildren, and I also want you to pray for the people over there in Israel that's going through perilous times right now and losing everything that they ever worked for. So I just want you to give a special prayer for the item that I just said.
I'm going to thank you.
All right, we'll go with those.
Okay. Let us bow before our Maker. Our Father and our Savior, our Lord and our King, we bow before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, Father, for allowing us, Lord, to see another week, see it through another week, Lord. You're mighty in all your ways. Father, you are a good God. You've seen us through many trials and tribulations, and for this we say thank you, Lord. We lift you up this morning for all that you have done and all that you will do. Father, we're not worthy. But, Lord, yet and still, you've given us life day after day after day. And so, Lord, we say thank you. We give thanks unto you, Lord, in this season of thanks. We lift you up, Father, and we come before you to honor you on this, your holy Sabbath day. Father, we know that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And anything that we are dealing with, we know that you can, you are the answer. So, Lord, as I said before, we cast all our cares upon you. We give it to you, whatever that we are dealing with, Lord. Lord, we have some prayer requests, Lord, specifically this morning from Principal LeBron, Lord Chief. Your children, all your children be taught of the Lord, Father. This morning, we pray for Bethel Academy, that there will be an increase in enrollment, Lord. We know that it can be done, but all you are asking is that we make that request known unto you. So, Lord, we ask that you increase the enrollment in the school and allow there to be transportation, Father, so that the children can be able to come to school. And with the transportation, the children are coming to school and they have a way to the school, Father. So bless Bethel Academy this morning. Bless Principal LeBron. Bless the school. Bless the students, Lord. Bless everyone that teaches and works there, Lord. This is the prayer that we're asking for, Bethel Academy. Also, Lord, Pastor Wool is interceding on behalf of Sister Lewis, Lord. She is dealing with some serious health issues, Lord, and we know that you are a healer, Father. You are indeed a healer. You've healed so many before, Lord. You've healed myself. You've healed so many others, Lord. And, Lord, we know we can depend on you. So we ask that you will heal Sister Lewis, whatever health issue she's dealing with, Lord, and allow her to have a full recovery, Lord, so that she might be strong and know that my God has healed me. Also, Lord, we pray for Dr. Walker and his ministry. He's doing a great work for you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you will bless his ministry, increase it, Lord. His ministry, we ask that you will allow it to not only touch the U.S., but, Lord, allow it to go all over the world, Father. Keep him, Lord, and keep everyone that is supporting him and holding him up, Lord. We ask these things, Lord, our God. And finally, Lord, we pray for Brother Lorenzo, his children and his grandchildren, Lord. I ask that you bless them and keep them, Lord. For we know that he has a desire in his heart to love them and for them to love God, Lord. I pray that they will learn of God's love, Lord, and that they might be able to know and share and love the Lord as they should, Father. For you are a good God, indeed. You are a loving God. You are the true and living God. And we pray that all will be well with his children and his grandchildren, Lord. They are the future, Lord. So we're asking that you will allow them to continue to learn. Maybe they will learn from their father and grandfather, Lord. Teach them your ways is our prayer. And finally, Lord, we pray for Israel. The seriousness of this matter and what they're going through, Lord, I pray that you will watch over your people, Lord. The difficulties that they're facing, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will allow this madness to stop, Lord. We know what your word says of this. So, Father, I pray that you will keep them. Keep them to the end. And, Lord, be with us is our prayer, we ask, in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will have our second prayer warrior momentarily. Just before we do, we're going to have a very brief testimony this morning by Brother Lorenzo, a.k.a. Demons Bear. Brother Lorenzo, good morning. Welcome to today's program.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Great to be here on the show this morning. And I'm in Virginia with my daughter and grandchildren and mother and my children. My testimony is going to really be on hope and faith. It's a lot of ways that I could have came at this, and my spirit been rumbling. But I finally know which way I'm going to go at it. And that was by listening to Sister Sparkles this morning about choices. And you do have a choice in your life to whether which direction you're going to go in your life. And I think it's like a real big chess game that you're playing out here. And you have to make great choices to have great endings because your life depends on it. Any little thing that comes up in your life is very critical. It's the little things that makes the big things in your life. Whether you be successful or not in your life. As I go to work in the morning, I start my day at 3:30 in the morning. And I start walking downtown. So I look at all the birds and the squirrels gathering nuts for the harvest or the winter. And I try to think about, it's not even about money with those animals. It's just about survival and planning and strategy with animals. Some humans are not even like that. Some of them are lazy. And, you know, and they have a lot of problems that they go through, which I can understand it. But even though we're animals, it's, I don't care what they're going through or if they got a maimed leg or anything, they're going to get up in the morning and try to get that harvest because they know it's coming up. Wintertime is coming up. And you got to have harvest to just to survive. So the way I'm looking at life is you can either look at all the bad things that's done happen to you in life or you can look at all the good things that's happened in your life. But you have to choose which way you want to go and which one you're going to concentrate on. What is the work that you're going to put in to make your life better? Or are you going to go by the devil and try to look at the past as what happened to you and concentrate on that so he can take your future away? Things that people have to go through in their life with the homelessness I see and people when I get downtown Raleigh and I see the hope and the glitter leave them. No jobs and all of that to that matter. And, you know, it really gets to a person when you lose hope in your eyes. And it's hard to regain that confidence back in you. So I advise everybody out here to really concentrate and really thank God for what you have now. And really look at the future of your life and make great decisions in your life so you can make yourself and other people around you better. And trust God. And I always go back to what my Jesus went through. It's a difference in you knowing you're going to get crucified and you don't even know you're going to get crucified. He knew that. So I asked my God, why me to go through all these hard times in my life? So he told me back, why not you? If you're going to be the demon slayer, okay, slay demons. Stop crying about it. My son had to go through the same thing. So I accept that. So I advise everybody out here all and take all the bad things that happen to you in your life and make it a great thing because God is going to always be with you. He's going to never leave you. The peace in my life, I pray that everybody on this show have the same peace and serenity in their lives. And I bless all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for such a wonderful testimony, Brother Lorenzo. What a wonderful testimony. I can sense that God is really using you for his work. You've been with us a while now, and I can see that God is using you, and God bless you, and we certainly do appreciate you and all your support for this program and your commentaries throughout the week on all of our shows. Thank you so much for the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. At this time, we're going to go with our next prayer warrior, which will be Sister Eva Bartley. Good morning, Sister Bartley.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
All right, this time we're going to open up the phone lines. Press 1 on your dials. Many of you all already have. But if you have a special prayer request this morning, again, give your name. If you're interceding for someone, give that information as well. So At this time, she's going to log in the information, and she's open to take your prayer requests for your miracle.
Yes, for your miracle. I like that. Who will be first?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Good morning.
Okay. Yeah, good morning. This is Sparkles. I would like to ask for us to lift up prayer for Shield of Faith for her mother. Her mother's name is Juanita Sargent, and she is in rehab right now. Very difficult going through rehab. She's up in age and all. And so I want us to lift up prayer for her name is Juanita Sargent, and mm-hmm. also lift up prayer for Shield of Faith, Sheila Gowan, and also lift up prayer for her son, who's doing well, but he is recovering from a recent surgery. And also I want to ask that we would lift him up in prayer, please. Thank you.
Do you know her son's name?
His name is Grant. Grant Gowan.
Grant. Okay, thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Will there be someone else? Don't be shy. God answers prayer.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Tanisha. I wanted to ask prayer for my family, for me and my family. So if you can pray. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tanisha. Thank you for your request. We have room for another. Well, okay. Well, we're going to go with these. I have a little reading I would like to read first before I pray. This prayer is a recognition that if God had not entangled himself in our problems, we would still be lost in the darkness. It is by his mercy that we have been lifted up. Prayer is that whole process that reminds us of who God is and who we are. I believe there's great power in prayer. I believe God heals the wounded and that he can raise the dead. But I don't believe we tell God what to do and when to do it. God knows that we, with our limited vision, don't even know that for which we should pray. When we entrust our request to him, we trust him to honor our prayers with holy judgment. And with that said, let us go into prayer. Our most kind and loving Father, which art in heaven, Father, we're so thankful that you woke us up this morning in our right minds. Some of us may be experiencing a little pain or discomfort, but that's okay. That lets us know that we are alive and that we have feelings, and those are the things that you gave us so that we can recognize if something is going on in our bodies. Father, first of all, I ask you, Lord, that you will forgive me of any sin that I may have, that as I present these requests to the throne, that anything that I may have inside of me will not hinder these prayer requests from reaching your throne and to be answered according to your will. Because, Father, we are here this morning searching for a miracle. That's our theme today. This is a miracle-working Sabbath morning. And, Lord, you're the one who performs miracles. There's nothing within us that we can do, but to lay them at the foot of the cross. I'm lifting up Shield of Faith this morning. I'm asking you, Lord, that you will be with her in a very special way. Her mother is going through rehab, Sister Sargent. You know what she's there for. There's something that we need not know. But I'm asking, Lord, that as she goes through rehab, that you be with her, the techs there, the doctor there, who all is involved in her rehab situation. I pray, Lord, that they pay attention to what Sister Sargent needs, that they will use wisdom in how to perform these different techniques in order for her to get better. I'm also asking, Lord, that you will be with Sister Sergeant, that she will be willing to do what is asked of her without any grumbling or complaining. And I pray, Lord, that you will have mercy upon her as she continues to heal and do whatever is necessary for her rehabilitation. Also, Father, we're asking that you be with Shield of Faith's son, Grant. You know who Grant is. You allow Grant to come forth from his mother's womb. You know whatever Grant is going through, and I'm asking you, Lord, that you will be with Grant in a special way. You know the numbers on his head. You created him. So whatever Grant is going through, I pray, Lord, that you will shield your arms around him. Allow him to be perceptive. Allow the Holy Spirit to work with him until he will have no peace but to surrender all to you. I'm also asking, dear Lord, that you will be with Tanisha's family. Be with all those that she is in contact with. Allow her to be that light that sits upon a hill, that her family will know that she is representing you. Not that she is God, not that she can perform miracles, but she is being used of God in her family to encourage them, to be by their side, to do whatever she can humanly do on her end. But most of all, Lord, she's laying her family at your feet, at your disposal, for you to do for them what she cannot do. So, Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to come before the throne of grace this morning. I also ask, Lord, that you will be with a very special friend of mine. You know who she is. I ask, Lord, that you will be with her spiritually, mentally, physically. She's going through a valley right now that she seems to, that she doesn't even know how to get out. So I'm just asking, Lord, that you will deliver her today. This is the Sabbath. Lord, you pulled the donkey out of the hole. You said that, you know, there's nothing that you can't do. The Sabbath is a good day, a day to do miracles, perform miracles. So, Father, thank you so much for listening to our prayers. But most of all, Lord, we ask that your will be done. And whatever it is, allow us to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Because, Lord, as it was said this morning, you never make mistakes and you do not lie. Father, we want to tell you that we love you. And in the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you, dear Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so very much, Sister Eva Bartley. What a powerful prayer with so much clarity. And, I mean, you could be a storyteller the way that you speak. Thank you for blessing our heart with that prayer. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. At this time, we're going to go with a testimony, a very brief testimony. We're going to bring this young lady in all the way from Tennessee, Sister Patricia Baldwin. Good morning, Sister Patricia. Good morning, Sister Patricia. Are you there? Or perhaps she's not there right at this moment. Let's go then with, we're going to go with Principal LeBron. We're going to go with her, and she will also take us into our third and final prayer warrior session. Sister LeBron, Principal LeBron is going to give us a brief testimony, and she'll take us right into our third and final prayer warrior. Principal LeBron.
Good morning, everyone. This brief testimony is simply last weekend we went with our students, our 7th and 8th grade students, to an outdoor school event in South Carolina. And just to see how God's hand was in it. There were several schools that had attended that event, and you know, there was no casualties or no one got hurt. Maybe a couple of one child just had a sore throat, and other than that, it was like, you know, these students, they were so elated as they came together and just doing God's work. But the testimony about that is that there was about 80 students there, and about 20 students gave their lives to the Lord to be baptized. So just to see that, I was just very impressed, and just to work with the young students over there, I'm able to teach a course over there. But, I was just impressed and just thanking God for bringing all these schools together, for allowing these students to make that decision for him. So if any of you that is on the line that, like, you don't know the Lord personally yet, or you know someone that do not know, the time is of the essence. God is coming. Jesus is getting ready to come soon. Let them know. Speak to others about God. Spread the word that he's coming soon, so that you'll be saved as long as, along with, you know, your other friends or people that you know. Don't leave them behind. You know, let them know that Jesus is coming soon and that you would like them to see them in heaven as well. At this time, we're going to go into our prayer. And if you did not get a chance to put in your request, this is the time to do so. Remember, today is miracle praying day, and this is the day that God will perform a miracle in your life. If you have faith and you stand on that, his promises, knowing that he will, and he will do it. So that prayer that you've been asking for God to do for you, put it in the prayer today. Unmute your phone and let him know. Give me your name and let us know your prayer request so that we can bring it up to the Lord.
Pastor LeBron, we're going to ask for a special prayer for our speakers, plural, of the hour. We have three of them, Sparkles, Demon Slayer, and Sister Brignada Bay. So Sparkles, Demon Slayer, and Brignada Bay. It's also on the program that you have on in your email. So we're asking for a prayer for all three of them, as they will have the word of God from on high.
Good morning. This is Sparkles. I would like for everyone to pray for my friend. Her name is Faye. For prayer, she's out of ICU. Praise God for that. But I want us to pray that her kidneys would be restored, that she would be able to get off of dialysis, and her kidneys would be restored to full function. And also, God is in the miracle-making business. She's out of ICU, so praise God for that. So I want us to continue to lift her up in prayer, please.
Yes, thank you, Sister Farfel. Okay, anyone else?
Yes, this is Eva. I'd like you to pray for two sets of families. I actually had two classmates that passed away this past week. Can you pray for the Alexander family and the Cutter, C-U-T-T-E-R, the Cutter family, as they go through bereavement? Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lorenzo. I would like for you to pray for a very good friend of mine named Rich and Greg. My friend Rick had very low sugar and he had to go to the hospital last week. And I also want you to pray for my friend Greg, who's helping the homeless out, fixing breakfast and stuff in the morning in the morning for the homeless people. So I want you to pray for both of those.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yes. This is Tanisha again. Please pray for my friend, Dia. She's in a really going through some really spiritual warfare, and she really needs prayer. She's getting depressed, and she really needs prayer. So thank you.
Can that make me get off the show?
Principal LeBron, are you there?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Tanisha, did you say your friend's name was Dia? It's Adia, A-D-I-A, Adia.
Oh.
Adia, yes, she needs prayer. She's going through a rough time right now, so if you could just keep her in your prayers. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Is there a final prayer request?
Yes, and this is Cassandra. I would like to ask for prayer for my great nephew. I'm going to see if the family can try to get together to get him. He's been through some things because his mom went through some things in her life, and they have him with the social services, and he's in child custody, but he's of age now. So just be praying about that. That he can come home. His name is Hezekiah. Thank you.
And right, Sister LeBron, a special prayer for my youngest daughter. She has to have minor surgery on Monday. Her name is Jessia. So just a prayer that she has a speedy recovery. Principal LeBron.
Can you spell her name, please?
Jessica.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Father in heaven, we humbly come before you this morning. Father in heaven, because we know it's only in your presence that there is power. Only in your presence there is love. Only there in your presence there is healing. Only in your presence, Father in heaven, Lord, we are in need for a miracle, Father in heaven. We are in need for restoration. We are in need for your comfort, your loving arms to be around us, Father in heaven. As we approach the throne of grace, O Lord, we ask forgiveness for our sins, starting with myself, Father in heaven. Lord, may you forgive us for our sins, cleanse us from any and all unrighteousness, O Father. May, Lord, as we present these names before you, Lord, we lay these names upon the altar, knowing that, Father in heaven, that you are a God of mercy. You are a God that hears attentively to our needs, Father in heaven. Lord, we're asking for Sister Sparkles, Father in heaven, that has a friend. Her name is Faith. Lord, that thank you so much that she is out of ICU, oh Lord. And now she, Father in heaven, she is continuing, Father, for this healing. She needs a total restoration for her kidneys. Oh Lord, that you go into her body, Father in heaven, and Lord, touch her in a mighty way, Father in heaven, so that she could know that she has been touched by you, by your loving hands, Father in heaven. And so that she can, the next time Mrs. Sparkles come on this line, she'll be able to give a testimony of how her friend has been restored. So we say thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, Sister Eva, Father in heaven, that is asking for these families, Lord, the Alexander and the Cutter family that is going through a bereavement, a tough time right now, oh Lord, with the death, Lord. We know that you give and you take away. You know the right timing, Father in heaven. But Father in heaven, it's hard when we're dealing with the death, when we're dealing with a loss, Father in heaven. And we know that everything happens according to your time, and you know the reason why. Father in heaven, so help be with that family. Put your arms, loving arms around them and give them a peace that passes all understanding,
so that they can deal with the situation at this time. Father in heaven, and Lorenzo is lifting up his two friends, Rich and Greg, Father in heaven. Rich, who has to go to the hospital, Father in heaven, at this time, Father in heaven, that you be with him in a mighty way, Lord, that you grant him healing, oh Lord, that he can come back next time and give a testimony of what you have done for Rich. And Lord, thank you for Greg, Lord, who is going out to do your will and helping the homeless and feeding the homeless, Lord, that you may continue to have your hand on him, Lord, so that he may continue to do your will. Lord, Tanisha, who is praying for her friend, Adea, Lord, who is going through some rough time, Father in heaven, oh, Lord. We know that it's a rough time for everyone, Lord, but to Adea, Father in heaven, in the mighty way, oh, Lord, that you may allow her to see you, that you may allow her to see your hand in her situation, that she will know that she is not going through this alone, but that you are with her and that you will help her, Lord, because you are bigger than our circumstances and you can open doors, Father in heaven, that no man can shut. So be with her friend, Father in heaven, and allow her to know that someone is praying for her, oh, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for Cassandra, Lord. Cassandra, who was praying for her nephew, oh, Father in heaven, to get him out, Hezekiah, who to get him out of child custody, Father in heaven, oh Lord, so that they may be able to have him, they may be able to see him, they may be able to enjoy him again, Father in heaven, that you bless that family, that you bless Hezekiah. Thank you for protecting him up until this point right now. Father in heaven, he longs to be with his family. So, Lord, bring back here. And Dr. Walker, who is also praying for her, his daughter, Jessica, Father in heaven, that is out of surgery, that you may bless her in a mighty way, that you may give her healing and restoration, Father in heaven. Bless them in a mighty way, oh Lord. You know how he is doing your will for this ministry, oh Father in heaven. And so that his family may be well protected and may be covered. Put a hedge of protection around his family, Father in heaven, as he continue to minister for you, O Lord. And all the prayer, all the silent prayers at this time that have not been able to say out their prayer request, Lord, but you know their hearts, Father. I ask that you go and hear them, heal them, provide restoration, provide financial breakthrough, Father in heaven, the Lord. We're asking, we're raising up all these petitions, Lord. You said in your word that if we ask that you will answer, Father in heaven. Now, if we seek, we will find. And that if we knock, the door will be open unto us. So, Lord, we are standing on your promise that what you said that you will do. We thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Principal LeBron, for such powerful prayers as you always give, for God to bless our hearts with miracles today. And we certainly look forward to someone coming back in the next 2 weeks to testify of the goodness of God. Today's theme is the goodness of God. And I want to go ahead and introduce our first speaker of the hour. And then after the special music, that voice that you will hear will be our first speaker. And then I'll come back on to introduce each of the other two speakers. They're going to give a brief message this morning, each one, and they will all be within the time component. Our first speaker, Sister Nancy Hill, a.k.a. Sparkles. I met her some time ago, and in meeting her, it was discovered that she was a very shy woman, but a woman who believed so heavily in God. And, you know, she has her own issues, as we all do, but I found that she doesn't let anything stop her with certain limitations that she has. She serves God anyway, despite of it. She loves the Lord despite certain limitations that man may have placed on her. And it's up to her if she wants to share that with you. But she gets around, and I mean, so independently, and I'm very inspired by her, very, very inspired by her. The fact that she is able to do whatever she does, she has a very, if you got to know her, and that name Sparkles is very fitting for her because she's very bubbly, very, very bubbly. I mean, this woman doesn't present herself with any negativity, and sometimes in a conversation that I may have with her and showing some of my frustration, she'll just calm me down. Oh, and she always looks at the glass half full, half full. And, I mean, it's an inspiration to me because, you know, sometimes I think I overload myself trying to get things done and being involved in so many things. And, you know, she encourages me to relax and rest myself. And she serves as one of my administrative assistants as well, and she's also very heavy into doing what she does for the Lord. And she's also one of our heavy sponsors for the program. She recently began even taking Bible studies with Principal LeBron, and she speaks very highly of Principal LeBron. And Principal LeBron, I want to publicly thank you for taking on this task. And any of others of you all who may want Bible studies, please, you know, let me know, and we can certainly get someone, you know, to share some things with you. Even if you just want to study together with someone, Principal LeBron has a very good program for that. So we certainly do appreciate that. So after the special music this morning, the song of meditation, after the song of meditation, which will be sang by Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, the next voice that you should hear will be that of our first speaker, Sister Nancy Hill, a.k.a. Sparkles. Hear ye her.
Good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days have been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for allowing me this opportunity to share with your listening audience on the goodness of God. May we all bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing day. Father God, I ask that you bring calmness to my nerves, that self would decrease and your Holy Spirit would increase within me, that the words spoken will uplift and edify the hearts of your people this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The scripture reading will be coming from Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good when troubles come. He is a strong refuge, and he knows everyone who trusts in him. The New Living Translation version. Also Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, the English Standard Version. The goodness of God in my life. If I had 1,000 tongues, I could not tell you all as to how good God has been to me. However, I would like to share with you a few ways God has been good to me, physically, mentally, and emotionally. When I was at the tender age of 26 years old, I was thrown a curveball in my life. I was diagnosed with an eye disease. I was told that if I did not have surgery, I would go totally blind. I could not understand how this could be happening to me in the prime of my life. I had finished college, I was married, and starting my career. Through this agonizing process, God was showing me that he would not let me go blind. But through this, he also was using me. And all that, I could be a catalyst for the lives of others to live their best lives despite their disability. I praise God every day I wake up that I can see something. I praise God for the gift of sight. God's goodness prevailed again in my life when I was harassed on the job by a supervisor. The mental anguish of having someone mock you, or visual limitations, and it was mentally challenging to me. You see, I was embarrassed about having a visual impairment. I wanted to fit in and be normal like everyone else, but God did not call me to fit in. He called me to stand out. Through having to fight to protect my rights to work, God stepped in and fought for me and gave me the victory and favor amongst men that I would be able to work without fear of any repercussions of filing a complaint. I am a living witness. God will fight your battles. Finally, God's goodness in my life was most pronounced when I was in a state of hopelessness and despair.
I wanted to literally die and not live. It was when I was going through a painful divorce. The emotional toll it took on me was unbearable. This was the ultimate feeling of failure and defeat, seeing all of my hopes and dreams vanishing away. But I'm here to tell you, but God, oh, but God, He intervened to see that I did not die, but I shall live. God gently carried me through the darkest valley where my days and nights were filled with weeping and tears. He strengthened me and He helped me to make it through. I had to during this time, I had to prostrate myself before God and ask Him to please help me through this trial. I praise God that He brought me through this, okay, that I am not what I have gone through. You see, I am here today speaking to you, breathing and living of the goodness of God in my life. In concluding, I would like to say, when we are facing the darkest days in our life and we can't understand Romans 8:28, the agonizing pain we are enduring, know that God is closest to the brokenhearted and He is working out all things in our life for good. Just hold on, my brothers and sisters. I want you to know, if you don't give up, God will give you beauty for your ashes. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sparkles, what a beautiful testimonial presentation. And we're certainly grateful to God that He didn't give up on you and you didn't give up on Him. And today you are such a powerful woman, and God has blessed you and not allowing you to go totally blind. And you're just an inspiration to me, and I'm sure so many others out there, because I know your background and the things that you're doing for the various communities and the projects that you're undertaking. Our next speaker is a man who is a man, I would say, after my own heart. He's a guy who I had an opportunity to, not only he was presented to this program, but I had an opportunity to actually go to North Carolina to meet him in person. And he's as warm and kind as he comes across. He may come across as a tiger, but he's as gentle as a lamb. He's a great guy that I've come to call now a friend of mine. And I'm just so grateful for him and Miss Cassandra as well, for all that they do in support of this program. And he's never said no to me on anything, even during the twilight hours when I know he's sleepy. He finds a way to come on the program, and this has been going on for a while. He's a man who believes heavily in God, and he calls himself the Demon Slayer because he believes in fighting demons. And he's a man who strikes me as being fearless because he has God on his side. So when you have God, one plus God is the majority. So he has majority with him, because who can challenge God? And his fearlessness is an inspiration to me as well, because he's not afraid to challenge the opposition, the enemy out there. And he will speak up and he will stand up. And because he knows that God has his back, his front, his sides, his top, his bottom, he's chariots of angels surround him. And he's been a truck driver for years, and Being on that road, I've heard so many stories, and he makes it through, and God carries him through. He has his own story of his background, and I want you to know that I now call him friend. I want to introduce to some and present to others, and he's never said no to me, and he's actually saying yes to God, and I appreciate him. We love him for all that he does, and we're so grateful to have him. Our next speaker will be Brother Lorenzo Spencer, a.k.a. Demon Slayer.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for that presentation. I want to really talk about, I'm not going to be too long with y'all, but it's going to be right to the point. I have faith in my God, and I'm telling you, it's like he's walking with me. And as I look at my life, when people see what's going on in your life, and then you look back on the Bible, and when he was walking, healing people, and you can actually see him doing it, but you can actually see him doing it in your life as if he's walking with you now, if you really look closely. And that's the thing about being in the spiritual realm. You don't really see things that's there until you really start really being in the realm of seeing it. You know, just like the Matrix moving. And then when he finally entered the Matrix and his eyes changed and he could see things, he could just flicker off evil spirits with a flick of his thumb, you know. And I think that's what it is, being in the spiritual realm of God and getting. But you only get that way when you're getting closer to him, when you hunger for him. It's just like this show right here, the Dr. Walker show. I hunger to be on this show. I can't wait to Saturday morning again. I can't wait to Thursday evening at 7 and Friday evening at 7. Get there, you know. I really hunger for this show. And that's where you have to go at. You have to hunger for that word. You got to want to eat it. You want to, it'll last you the whole week. You know what I mean? Then you got to replenish yourself. And that's the thing about it. You got to keep eating that food. You know what I mean? And that's what I love to do. I really love to read on God. And I also like to read on the demonic forces, because if you do not know your enemy out here in the wilds, he will beguile you and fool you. So you have to learn and you have to read about your enemy too. Don't be fooled to just learn about God. You got to learn about your enemy too. And that's the thing about it. When God's just, I'm the omnipresent. I am your source. But also know your enemy too. Know that he really understand that he's really going to kill, steal, and destroy. Just don't say those words. Really understand what those words mean and dissect it. And that's the thing about this show. We get on here and we use critical and logical decisions that we make, and we dissect the devil and his strategy and his stratagem to try to make you go another way in your life. But as you stick close to God, you'll stay on the right track of what he got intended for your life. The devil wants you to get off track, for you can go to another road, but stay on that narrow road, and you'll see the blessings of God in your life all the way around you, your grandchildren, your children, and leave a great legacy for them, which your name will be talked about like we talk about God through all these years. In ending, I want to say this. I'm 59, and I'm going to 60. I'm trying to make it a 3-score. But I feel like I'm 21 years old in flesh and spirit. And I wish that upon all the people that's on this show and the people that's listening or abroad, you know, you are only as old as you think you are. Don't say that you are old. Think young. And all those spiritual things that come in you that make you flourish. Get up early in the morning. Meditate. Hunger for that word. And serenity in your life will follow you. I promise you that. God's word will not go void. And I love you all. And God bless everyone on this show. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Brother Lorenzo. A man after my own heart. You've certainly blessed us this morning with your thoughtful words and your faith-based. I also want to give special thanks to Dr. Dorinda Ritchie for that beautiful song that she sang earlier. That's one of my favorites. Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, thank you so very much for sharing with us such a beautiful song. And the way that you presented it, I tell you, you could sing before an audience of thousands of people at the Super Bowl. And I tell you, the way that you present would just make people's spirits so calm as you sang that song this morning. So thank you for blessing our hearts with that this morning. And you can sing that song anytime for me. That song was just beautiful. Thank you for blessing our hearts with that. Once again, thank Sparkles and Demon Slayer for their messages this morning, and we're getting ready for our third and final speaker this morning. This is our next speaker. Is a woman who I've had an opportunity to also meet in person. She's a very confident woman, a very strong-willed and strong-minded person, as I see her. A very intelligent woman, lady, I should say, that is just, she just is very well-rounded. She's like the complete package in terms of her intellect and just her knowledge base. I've certainly been inspired by her. In fact, I was on the phone with her yesterday getting some information from her. And let me tell you, it's I'm very impressed by her and the number of people that I get to meet, especially with these intellectual minds. And Sister Brignotta Bay has one of those minds. She loves the Lord with all of her heart, and you can see that in the way that she carries herself. She's never said no to me, and in fact, when she's saying yes to God. And I am just very impressed with her, as I have been with a lot of the people that have come on here. And these people are not your common preachers. So for them to come on and to, when asked, and for them to say yes, to do a message, I mean, even when I'm asked to do a message, which Principal LeBron asked me last week to present, I'm still nervous. And Sparkle said that she was nervous this morning, but I still get nervous after being still doing this here for more than 40 years. I still get nervous. So that's the human part of us. I look forward to the message that Sister Brignotta Bay is going to bring us. This is a faithful woman, a powerful woman of God. And God is using so many ordinary people out here. I'm not demeaning her by saying ordinary, but I consider myself to be ordinary, that God has used me even when I was too shy to want to be used. But he's found a way to use me as an ordinary person, and he's doing that and blessing so many ordinary people that we become extraordinary in God's sight. And this is, I want to present to you all now an extraordinary individual in the person of Sister Brignotta Bay. Hear ye her.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, my God. I love you for that. I didn't pay him to say that, you all, and I really appreciate it. And that is going to carry me for a long time. Thank you so much, Dr. Walker, and good morning to everyone. I'm going to talk through this cold. I'm going to talk about one of the supernatural experiences where I was blessed in 2005. I met Jesus and the Holy Spirit on October 3rd, 1993 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was truly born again. My request to the Lord was to save my niece, Monique. Monique had two young children. She continued to go to college while in a relationship with their father. They were not married, but she made me proud. in her mid-20s, so cute and respectful. She was happy being a parent. I got a disturbing phone call. Monique was on life support, and baby daddy appeared to have had some drugs around her. And we were told she OD'd? This was really strange to me. We rushed to the hospital. I said, this is not happening. We just buried her brother a year ago because his cousin on his father's side, not my side, stabbed him to death. Kenneth was in his early 20s. The doctor called us in, and she said she lost it. Her lungs, nothing is functioning. She will not have no real life. So y'all need to decide when to pull the plug. Lady, because she's lady now. Who are you talking to and about? And if she is as if she's nothing. Well, I go to a place where I was told and been around some testimonies that Jesus brought people back from the dead, and she is not dead yet. 3 days I went into prayer at work. I worked with a headset half the day doing business orders for the phone company, and half the days were taking their calls. I was listening to all these healing scriptures and focused on the Word of God. I called the church. Everyone I came in contact with knew to pray for her. The Bible tells us to pray for the sick. I was consumed for 3 days with saving her life. So we all were going back to the hospital to let them know what our decision was. I guess I don't really remember that part. But we were all gathered back there. But I remember Jesus said, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and his own house is a prophet without honor. He could not do any miracles there except lay hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. So I decided I got to go into her room alone. The family was in the cafeteria. I got up and quietly went to her room. I remember Juanita Byam taught me how to pray with power. She said, don't ever worry about a prayer partner. It's great to assemble with many, you know, as the Bible tells us to, assemble. It also says where two or more are there, I come in the midst. She said, touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. I said, oh, my God, that's powerful. So I grabbed Monique's hand. I started praying. By your stripes, she is healed. Your word doesn't come back void. I touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. You don't even believe in death. You came to give us life. Her body will be 100% whole. She will serve you. The room started to change. My daughter and my sister entered. They came in quietly. Then I could no longer see them. A few minutes later, I heard her mother, my other sister, enter. She was slightly acting silly. Bunyata, what are you doing? I couldn't see her. The room was really shifting to this heavenly environment. I remember saying, and I knew this was the voice of the Lord speaking to me. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is here. If you can't get with this, vacate. Then it was silence from her. Then I noticed my hand was like electricity. It had like a sissing sound. You know how you see that on TV and it was just like a sissing sound. And I could see a power coming from my hand to her body. I continue to pray like, Lord, your word doesn't come back void. The sound from my hand was what I was hearing. It was amazing. And I continued to pray his word and speak his word. It started to be even more heavenly. And I was in a kneeling position. And then, y'all, she woke up. She got up. She didn't get up off the table, but she was strapped in all of these tubes, and she was in a coma. She got up, and she looked around with all these tubes, and then her mother said, Brenyatta, stop. Are you kidding me, really? See, this is what Jesus was talking about. Your daughter is out of the coma, and you say stop. But guess what? At the same time, oh, my God, this powerful voice came through me. And I felt like I weighed like 1,000 pounds. And the voice of the Lord said, and the spirit of the Lord dropped out of me. And then I dropped to the floor. And they had to carry me to the lunchroom. And I laid all the way. She is here today, y'all. They said, pull the plug. That voice was powerful. No disrespect to us women, but it was a male's voice. The unseen is real. We need to talk up Jesus because he truly is the answer for everything. We should love God and love people like Jesus in his new covenant commands us to do. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So I decided I will have my heaven on earth and his protection in these last days. What did he say? Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Amen, amen, and amen. And thank you, Dr. Walker, for having me. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Bay, for this sermon. Oh, my goodness. And I would like to thank Sister Sparkles, Brother Lorenza, and Brenyatta Bay. Thank you so much. The Lord has used you three in a mighty way. You know, it's when you're kind of nervous for speaking for God, you know that he is using you. And you can go ahead and place that on your resume, that you are speakers for the Lord, that you have delivered the word of God in a mighty way so that others, and in a form of testimony too. So that's the more powerful way to deliver how God, what God has done for others, he will do for you. Thank you. A special thanks for all of the participants that have been and all of our listeners that has been on this program today. Only the Spirit of God that puts it together. I mean, Dr. Walker could have a program and asking different people to do it, but when you're actually listening, you know that the Spirit of God is moving in each and every one of you. So thank you so much for what you have done. Please mark your calendars in preparation for our International Divine Day program that will be on Saturday, November 18th. If you would like to participate in that, let us know the following things that you can do. Either do a testimony, opening prayer, scripture, prayer warrior, special music, song of meditation. If you can do an introduction for the speaker or even speak, you can do a praise report or a focus point or anything that you would like to do on the program, please. Contact any of our staff members or volunteers, Sister Woodbury, Sister Sparkles, Shields of Faith, Sister Lewis, Pastor Rowe, Brother Lorenzo, Dr. Warko, or myself. Just contact us and let us know, and we would
be delighted to have you to participate. Remember that you're saying yes to God. And when you give him your time and your dedication, that is a blessing for you. So, again, I'd like to say thank you for each and every one of you for participating. And may God bless and keep you. And now our benediction by Pastor Rose.
Pastor Rowe, perhaps you're on mute. Pastor Rowe. Okay, I'll go ahead with Brother Lorenzo. Let's bring you in for the benediction. Brother Lorenzo. Okay, Pastor Floyd, are you there? Pastor Floyd.
Okay.
Would you give us our benediction, please? Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful prayer line, this wonderful testimony line. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to hear the wonderful miracles that you've been doing in people's lives. We thank you for another wonderful Sabbath that we've been able to wake up and not only be fed but receive your word. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for all of those who have participated, those who are here listening. And we're just grateful that you've shined the light of life on us again today. And so, Father God, as we get ready to go into a new week and a new way of looking at life, we ask that you be with us in a special way. We know that things are wrapping up faster and faster each day, and we hope that our minds are stayed up on you, Father God. So when that time comes, when we can hear the trumpet sounds, we will be ready. We're not trying to get ready. We want to be ready, Father God. So bless each one of our families, and just bless us in a mighty way, Father God, that we keep a hedge of protection around us and just allow our minds to be lifted up and to you, Father God. Let you be the path that we are following. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Concludes our programming for this morning. Happy Sabbath. Shalom, everyone. Have a great day.